tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. January 16, 2026 edition, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We are so looking forward to this weekend. Football. Oh, yeah, baby. NFL playoffs. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. We are so much looking forward to it. And then, of course, Monday night, the National Championship, Miami, University of Miami, first time ever is a home team hosting the college football playoffs championship game, Miami Hurricanes against the Indiana Hoosiers, the number one team in the country, undefeated, going up against number 10, Miami. Now, I personally, if I was a betting man, I would bet the house on Indiana. I believe the last betting line, it shows that they are giving 8.5 points to Miami. This is absolutely going to be a blowout. The question is, will Indiana cover the spread? And based on betting, they're saying the spread could move as much as 10 points. 10 point for Monday night's game. So it's going to be fantastic. Snow is starting to come down here at the studio. If you are east and north of Antrim County, it's coming your way. So definitely, definitely, definitely looking forward to hunkering down. You know what? I think I'm going to make some chili. Get some English muffins and some sharp cheddar cheese, and I'm going to make chili and cheese muffins for the weekend. Make a big pot of it. That's what I'm going to eat Saturday. That's what I'm going to eat Sunday. It will probably end up finishing it off Monday night during the college playoff game. So we're excited. We are going to have a fun time watching football, and hopefully you'll do the same. Pistons. Man, they were in a fist fight last night. It was amazing. Little Caesars Arena, the Phoenix Suns coming in, and man, it was a complete fight the entire night. Actually got physical a couple of times. Technical fouls, elbows were flinging, and even the one swipe in the face looked almost like a punch. And man, it got feisty. In the end, the Pistons held on, won 108 to 105. Great game. Watched it last night while Devin was in the studio making all the changes. Hopefully, you guys can hear the difference. We don't have any hums anymore, no buzzes, no background noise on the stream, no more noises like that on the website. And I hope even 97.7 FM sounds better this morning. So we're excited. It's going to be fun. absolutely looking forward to it. One last thing I'd like to get in real quick. I want to remind you, there is going to be a debate of the Secretary of State candidates, not tomorrow, but 2 weeks from tomorrow, the last Saturday of the month, January 31st, 1 p.m. Now, I'm going to be going down and attending the event live, but you will get a link. I will make sure you're fully aware of it. I'm going to ask them about that link for you guys to be able to sit in the comfort of your own home or your business and watch the debate for 2 hours Saturday, January 31st from 1 to 3 p.m. Monica Yutuma, Anthony Forlini, and Amanda Love, the three Republican candidates running for Secretary of State, looking to replace Jocelyn Benson. So it's going to be very interesting, and I'm going to drive down there and be a part of it. Want you guys to be able to watch it live from the comfort of your own home. I will get you the link. Absolutely. Kevin Kiefsky, candidate for Attorney General. Next segment, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, my name is Monica Yutuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yutuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three here on this Friday, January 16th, 2026 edition. Reaching out and trying to connect with Kevin Kievsky to get him into the studio right now. And for some reason, I'm having some technical difficulties. So I'm going to reach out to him again and try to get this connection to go through. Rod Wheeler, there was a pastor in Canada that was arrested for praying for the truck drivers during the trucker's convoy. So kind of interesting situation there. I remember that story, and I forget that what city was he in, or what area of Canada was he a pastor from? I'm not really sure. So if you know that, let me know. Greg says, I am with you, Indiana University, all the way for the national championship. So let's see if we can get Kevin connected here. Kevin, are you there, sir? Okay, I'm not seeing a connection being made just yet. Let's see if he's able to answer the call. Oh, yeah, I got a text message. Wondering, sir, are we still collecting signatures for the Axe My Tax effort? No. The campaign stopped collecting signatures on December 31st. However, petition sheets are still coming in, and Carla is monitoring it, and it will end soon. As soon as they stop coming in, Carla will determine the 180-day window and start counting the signatures once she's determined that particular date. So let me see if I can do it this way. Let's see. Hold down. For some reason, the connection with the studio is not going through with Kevin. Too weird. Let's see if we can do it this way. And I know he looks forward to our discussions every week, so I'm excited to see if we can make this happen. One way or another, we will do this. Okay. I'm going to give him a call. When all else fails, call him on the cell phone. Okay, let's see if we can get this to work. And it's ringing now, so let's see if we can connect. Hey, Kevin, are you there, sir? I can hear you on the cell phone. I've been calling you on Teams, and has it not been ringing on your end? No. Let me switch this over to my boombox. I have you on another backup phone, so let me connect this boombox with this call, and we'll just do it with me holding it up to the microphone. So let's see if this is connected. Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. We're just starting to get some more snow up here in northern Michigan, and winter is upon us. But, Kevin, I wanted to talk to you about your posts on Twitter, your ex account, where you talked about the situation that's going on in Minnesota, especially Minneapolis, and the rhetoric that has come out of both the Governor Waltz and, of course, the Mayor Fry, kind of, you know, working the folks up a little bit with their dialogue, with the things they've been saying, and actually, in my opinion, inciting these people to be protesting ICE agents and officers trying to enforce the federal laws there in the state of Minnesota. You put up a post on Twitter, your ex account, that as Attorney General of the state of Michigan, you wouldn't tolerate that, and you would definitely stand up and support the police.
100%. What's going on in Minnesota is not just wrong, it's actually a national disgrace. We have ICE officers that want to enforce federal immigration law, and what has happened? One was basically hit by a car. Another one just 2 days ago was violently assaulted by three illegal immigrants, and that particular officer that was assaulted had to shoot the assailant, the target, in the leg in order to defend himself. And these Democrat politicians, the only thing that they're doing, and I completely agree with you, is inciting violence. They're setting fires, walking away. And when these terrible things happen, they sort of try to say, hey, I'm not responsible. Please protest peacefully. But, of course, that's not what they want, and that's not what's happening.
Well, their rhetoric and the things that both the governor and the mayor have said has riled these people up. And honestly, I think they need to be held accountable some way, somehow, because as we know, you know, people respond to their elected officials. And when they come out and say those things, Kevin, they're inciting a riot, basically, against these ICE agents and Border Patrol folks.
Yeah, if you take a look at this whole notion that we hold dear to our hearts, free speech certainly has limits. I'm not evaluating whether they have crossed that legal line yet because it's rather technical and complicated, but I think that morally and politically, they absolutely bear that responsibility. The bottom line is, as Michigan's next attorney general, that wouldn't be tolerated here. I would actually issue charges and prosecute these people that are basically rabble rousers before the federal government would even have the chance, because we have to keep our Michigan citizens safe. And that means when it comes to illegal aliens, just allow ICE to do their job. And if people get in the way of ICE, I'm going to get in the way of those people from interfering with ICE.
Well, one of the things that other states have done, for example, Louisiana, the governor down there actually called and asked ICE and the president to come to his state and to help get rid of these bad actors in the state of Louisiana. I've even seen posts on my Twitter X feed where local citizens are actually out there supporting them, kind of directing them, you know, over there, and they're pointing to houses and different things, and then thanking them, shaking their hands, and basically providing assistance. Now, my question is this also, as the attorney general, would you be in a position where you could actually say, look, we'll get local police to work with you, state police and or county sheriffs, give us a list of the warrants of the people that you're coming for, and let's see if the local folks can actually go up and calmly, rationally, you know, arrest or take these people into custody, bring them back to the local county jail and hold them in detention and let ICE come and pick them up from the sheriff's office. Wouldn't that be a much better way to handle this?
Absolutely, and that can and should happen. We call them immigration detainers. So essentially, we have a list already available of folks that if we have them, for example, already in custody, they should not be released. We would wait until ICE would actually be able to pick them up. The thing is, though, we have a lot of sanctuary cities here in Michigan that don't want to cooperate, that don't want to partner. And as Attorney General, I would actually put out an Attorney General opinion telling everyone, look, in terms of federal supremacy, the federal law comes over state law in this regard. So you should cooperate. And the reason being because we have to keep Michigan citizens safe. The other thing, in addition to immigration detainers, is that we should actually, for some of our jails, if there is capacity, to open that up, actually holding some of these individuals for a short period of time. There are actually county jails throughout Michigan that do cooperate with ICE, but there's some others that have space that do not. So I think we need to foster that cooperation. If we cooperate, we're going to be safer.
Well, I just think it would be a much better way logistically to handle it. And that way you're not exposing neighbors and people in the neighborhood to these apprehensions, you know, where if you've got military equipment and vehicles. And I mean, we've seen how these people are forced to dress and the garb that they're in. It just automatically attracts, you know, sometimes the bad guys to, you know, put up a fight and things like that. I think the whole thing could be diffused and I think could be handled at the local level much better than coming in and, you know, having this, you know, barnstorm into the situation. I just think it'd be a better way to do it.
Right, and I wholeheartedly agree, because here's the real confusing or perplexing thing. If these folks in Minnesota would just do that, the situation would be a lot calmer. But the situation has been progressively getting worse. Even President Trump a day or two ago, I think it was perhaps yesterday on Truth Social, talking about for the first time really since 1992, the LA riots, actually invoking the Insurrection Act. And if we take a look at federal law enforcement, they need to be able to enforce the law. It's actually at 10 U.S.C. 252. That's the statute that says if the president determines that federal law cannot be enforced, and if the local officials, governor or otherwise, are not able to or refuse to, then you can actually federalize the National Guard, in addition to perhaps, if you needed to, deploy active duty troops. I'm not saying I want that, but I want to keep our federal law enforcement safe. So I hope the folks in Minnesota do the right thing, de-escalate the situation so we don't have to go to that particular drastic action. And it's only drastic because, frankly, the Minnesota Democrats have forced it upon everyone to do. So hopefully that doesn't have to happen. But President Trump has law enforcement's back, and so do I.
Well, you attended the president's speech there at the Detroit Economic Club. How did that go? What was your takeaway from that event?
Yeah, so I was like in the fifth or the sixth row, and just had to wait a long time in order to get in there. It was the first Trump event, I kid you not, that I attended where I had the opportunity to sit down and like the rallies where you got to stand up for a long time. But the president was great with his humor, his jokes. He's absolutely committed to making Michigan red again. He gave actually Speaker Matt Hall a lot of kudos for trying to cut out the waste, fraud, and abuse. And I had a good conversation with the speaker before the event while we're on the main floor for like about 5 or 6 minutes about that very topic, about what he's doing there. But he wants to make sure that federal resources are going to be deployed to Michigan to ensure a few different things. Number one, that this waste, fraud, and abuse, that's going to be ferreted out. Number two, we're going to be able to secure our elections, especially for fall of 2026. And third, he wants to make sure that when it comes to the top of the ticket going all the way down, it's going to be ruby red, and we can expect the president to be back in Michigan a handful of more times. And I don't know exactly how many, but I'm sure maybe like 3 to 5, if not more, who knows, before November.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned it with Monica Yatuma in my first hour when I had her on the show and asking her point blank, you know, the importance of this midterm election. 2022's midterm election, 1.4 million Republicans, Kevin, didn't bother to vote. And as a result, you know, we lost control of the state Senate, first time in 40 years. And the Democrats even got a huge majority take over the House. And that's simply because people were apathetic after the 2020 election. Well, my vote's not going to count anyway because of this, that, and the other. And that simply cannot happen this year.
Absolutely. And in fact, it was maybe a week or two, I believe, the president's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, actually said President Trump for fall of 2026 will be on the ballot. He's going to be absolutely engaged. And another reason why this is so incredibly important that the Republicans get out, we have a U.S. Senate seat. The last time that we lost it was with Mike Rogers, but the margin was like under 20,000 votes.
Yes, absolutely.
It was just crazy.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure we turn out the vote.
Kevin for formi.com. Kevin Kievsky is the way you say it. Check out his website. Look at his policies.